Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Prabhupada wanted his devotee scientists to form the Bhakti Vedanta Institute. By writing books and giving lectures, they should destroy the theories that life comes from matter and that there is no supreme being. The atheistic scientists will be very stubborn. He warned them. To illustrate the stubbornness of the materialists, Prabhupada told the story of scissors philosophy. Two men were arguing about which cutting instrument should be used, a knife or scissors. "Knife," said one. "No, scissors," said the other. Their talk became a heated fight. "If you don't agree," said the man who advocated the knife, "I'll throw you in the river." "No, I'll never change my mind. It's scissors." So the knife advocate threw the other into the swift river. He swam for a while but became exhausted and began to sink. But he was so stubborn about holding his point of view that even after he was sinking under the water to his death, he held up his arm and crossed his fingers back and forth like a pair of scissors cutting. "The scientists will be like that," said Prabhupada. "Even after defeating them with all logic, still they will say, life comes from matter." But more sane and innocent people would be convinced by Vedic presentation that life comes from life. Srila Prabhupada did not like his disciples to perform artificial austerities. When one devotee appeared bare-chested in the cold at a Kumbh Mela, Prabhupada reprimanded him. On another occasion in America, he teased his disciple Naranarayana, who came into the cold temple room wearing only a light t-shirt. "Naranarayana," said Prabhupada from the Vyasasana, "you must be eating chickens." The other devotees turned and stared. "Yes," said Prabhupada, "this is how the Mohammedans keep warm. Are you eating chickens, Naranarayana?" "No, Srila Prabhupada." Prabhupada then began telling a story how the Mohammedans keep warm. The system is that a man tries to eat 100 chickens by eating a single chicken. A farmer will take 100 chickens and then feed one of them to the 99. He then feeds another one to the remaining 98 and another one to the remaining 97. Finally, when there are only 2 chickens left, he feeds one chicken to the other. Then that chicken is fed to the emperor. In that way, it is considered that he is eating 100 chickens. Thank you. Hare Krishna.